Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan, and I'm back in the wee park. But this time, I've stopped the bike on top of the lovely wooden bridge across the Weeburn. It's a gorgeous afternoon. It wasn't nice this morning, but it's turned into a gorgeous afternoon. That's not what I'm here. I'm not going to talk about the weather again. That would be 3 days in a row. But then again, that would be exciting if I was on day 10 and still talking about the beautiful weather. No, what I wanted to really talk about was pick up on a subject that was introduced by Kat, Sassy Kat, about Twitter. She had a whole load of questions revolving around how she treats people on Twitter, whether they reply, respond, or what they do, or if they don't put a profile up, all kinds of things, why she follows or doesn't follow. And she asked the question, why? How do we work Twitter? Well, okay. For me, Twitter, you know, I loved Twitter way back, and that would be over a year ago, a year and a half ago now, since I first started this social networking stuff. And Twitter was the first one that I guess I joined first, and I loved it. I loved the communication, and I loved the topics. Even if I wasn't responding, there was so much stuff going up, so much interesting stuff. And then as time went on, I found it, as Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, says in one of his audio books, that it begins to eat into your life. And I found that, you know, absolutely so true with Twitter. I would follow people that I found interesting. People that followed me would have a look at their profile and have a look at their tweets and see what they were doing, just as you do with Audioboo or any other social network you use. You get to know whether you really want to follow and hear what they've got to say, whether it's Audioboo or tweets. But in the Twitter sense of things, you know, yeah, I was right in there, right up to the neck in Twitter. Every morning, following people, watching to see what they were putting up and responding. And then, but what happened was eventually it grabbed me and pulled me in. And, you know, it was like a black hole. Best that's the best way I can describe it, as a black hole. Not in the sense that it's a bad place to be, but in the sense that, you know, you get sucked into a black hole, and if you don't resist and if you don't fight, you'll just disappear into that black hole, be there forevermore. Maybe, like in Star Trek, you'll come out the other end of the black hole and be in a parallel universe. I don't know. But anyway, now I Twitter is, I'd say, the least. Absolutely the least used social networking platform that I do use. I guess I check every morning, or most mornings, if I'm about, and see if anyone sent me a message, a DM, or, you know, one of the direct connections from one of the people you're following, things like that. And maybe have a quick peek, but I tend to avoid even having a quick peek at the public timeline on Twitter, because it does grab you, and it, you know. Even this morning, I resisted looking at it. And then when I did go to look at it, I found myself 5 minutes down the line, scrolling down, catching up on what people were saying, all because someone responded in that. And maybe that's not exactly what Kat was looking for, but I'm just trying to paint a picture here of just how Twitter can get a grip of you. Regarding people I follow, any person that I followed has been along the same lines as Kat has mentioned, that it's someone who does have a profile, someone who can say something about themselves, who not shying away behind the egg, as Kat so rightly said. Who wants to be an egg? I think if you're an egg, to be honest, I mean, even if you put a picture of a flower up, or, you know, whatever, you know, I don't know, whatever you want, surely to goodness it's better than you're just having the nondescript egg up there. It's like being on Audioboo and being, what is it called? Is it guest or user? Something so benign as that. Yeah, that's someone I would never follow either, because I haven't got the heart in them to at least declare something. Unfollow on Twitter. I've never unfollowed anyone on Twitter, but because I've drifted away from using it, I guess I'm not involved with those people I did follow, and also the people that follow me, because there's so many people follow me that, but we're not communicating with each other and haven't done for a long while. And so I guess they're not looking out for anything I'm doing, and I'm not looking out for anything they're doing. So I've never, but in the same respect, I've never came across anyone who I wanted to unfollow. Because if it's if I've decided to follow them, then I guess I found they were interesting. And even if they only put the occasional stuff up, it will flash up on my connections segment of Twitter, and I'll look at it there, because you know I'd like to see if they've not been available for a while like me. That, well, why are they suddenly putting something up, and is it interesting? Do I want to respond? So there you go. But it's not like Audio Boo. It's where we actually talk to each other. You know, it's audio, it's vocal, it's expressions, it's emotions, it's 140 characters. You know, unless you put it in raise caps, so to distinguish between talking and shouting or exclaiming, as it were. You know, it's a wee bit nondescript. Great, it's a great platform. Don't get me wrong, it's a great platform, but. I stay away from it because I know it will pull me in again. And as Phil Sorrell said, that he wants to be master, not slave. And I'm afraid with Twitter, that's exactly how it works out with me. So I have to be master, and I have to master myself every day not to get caught up and not to start scrolling down the page for the next 10,000 tweets, you know, and following conversations. But it's other people find it everyday use, and that's what they love. But I love Audio Boo, and so, and I've only ever, I know it's nothing to do with Twitter, I've only ever unfollowed one person on Audio Boo, and I'm not saying who it was. It's not in my heart to unfollow, but I unfollowed this person for a purely professional reason, and to be honest with you, I was happy I did it because of the reason, if you know what I mean. It's not something I've regretted having unfollowed them. There you go. So, as regarding Twitter, that's how it goes with me. I can't remember all Kat's questions, but it was a great subject. But if I was using Twitter, I suppose maybe I could have had more responses for Kat, but that's how I find it just now. Yeah, that's about it. Bye for now.